be united, which wouldn't have seemed at all possible under normal circumstances, initially without Benjamin. And how much Joseph must have longed to see Benjamin, his birth brother, the brother of the same mother. But he isn't there with the others. Joseph wanted reconciliation, but he needed to find out whether or not there was real repentance on the side of the brothers. His desire was to renew the relationship, but it needed to be a relationship built on trust now. He treated them with kindness, but he was also very firm. He wasn't a pushover. His brothers needed to be sorry, not just to say sorry, but to be sorry. And so often I feel, particularly in this all-age service, we come to a stage in the service and we say to the children, now's the time when we're going to say sorry to God. But sorry is such an easy word. Our mothers have always said, if we do something silly, say sorry. If we're a little unkind to a brother or sister, say sorry. The story I told at the beginning about the boy going to talk to God because he'd misbehaved, because he was feeling guilty. He says, God will forgive me and forget about it because I am really, really sorry. And it's the really, really sorry that is the important bit. The brothers had to show that they regretted what they did. And that's how Joseph was. He forgave his brothers. He let it go. He was good to them. But he also tested them. The Bible tells us repeatedly that God was with Joseph. Three times in chapter 39, we're told the Lord was with Joseph. God was with Joseph in his slavery when he served Potiphar. Joseph conducted himself well. Instead of grumbling, complaining, or fussing, he served Pharaoh's man as well as he possibly could. And then when the trouble arose of Potiphar's wife, Joseph learnt self-control and purity of heart. God was with him. He was with Joseph in prison. And I often wonder, there may have been times when Joseph wondered if God was still with him, because he was in prison for a long time. But because of his faithfulness, God blessed Joseph, even in prison. And so through all the temptation and the torment and the troubles, God was with Joseph. And Joseph never stopped believing or trusting. We see in Joseph some of the character that Jesus showed through his life. The steadfastness, the trust, the obedience, the will of the Father being obedient to that. And when we look at the life of Joseph, and many of us have troubles, we may not end up in prison, we may not end up trying to be seduced by the husband or the wife of somebody who is a friend, but we still have our own problems, and it's how we deal with them that forms our character, and it was how he dealt with them that formed Joseph's character. And at the end, we need to be prepared to love and forgive. And one thing I suddenly realized yesterday when I was reading all this through is that Jacob never really seemed to repent. And if you think about it, Jacob started all this by making Joseph his favorite, by being so particularly careful about Joseph, by looking after him in the way in which he did. I think Jacob comes across as quite selfish. When the brothers come home, what does Jacob do? All he says is about himself. I am an old man. If you take Benjamin away, you'll kill me. He doesn't want to lose Benjamin because he loves Benjamin best. How do those 10 brothers feel about that? First of all, it was Joseph, now it's Benjamin. What about Simeon in prison in Egypt? Jacob doesn't seem to be bothered about anyone other than himself. And I'm sure in time God dealt with Jacob. But maybe we need to realise that not everyone who hurts us or who does things that make us unhappy will be sorry about it. Because we can or are told to forgive and forget if we can, it's important we remember that for ourselves. What happens to the other person cannot be our responsibility. It has to be their responsibility. Our responsibility is the forgiveness. We need to be able to love and forgive.